Well, this is interesting. We got, of course, the ice fishermen are out there behind us right now doing whatever they do on that ice there. Mostly drink beer, I guess. But I was startled, I don't know about you, to see James Card's article in the New York Times, which in the headline reads, "Dope Tests in Ice Fishing, No, Beer Doesn't Count." So, you know, kind of breaking the whole idea of dope testing in ice fishing, James Card, and he's here with us today. James Card, ladies and gentlemen, to explain what he means, what's going on, even as we speak, behind us on Lake Monona. Hey, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Pleasure. And you're in Wisconsin here.
Yes, I am based over in Waupaca.
You are?
Yeah.
Really? In the prison or outside?
No, that's a different one.
Oh, it's different. That's Waupon, I'm thinking.
Waupon,
okay.
Yeah.
Waupon, Waupaca. This was a startling thing. Now, this is like a championship, though, isn't it? The Ice Fishing Championships?
Yes, it's the World Ice Fishing Championships.
Yeah.
It was held here in Wisconsin. This year, it's been held in Poland, Kazakhstan, all over the world.
Really?
Yeah.
And where is it? In Wausau? What lake is that?
Yeah, it was the Big Opline Reservoir, which is near Mosinee.
Near Mosinee?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the first time they've tested for dope? Is there something about the Mosinee spot there that where they thought they needed to test it? Or is this...
Yeah, this was the first time ever in the history of the sport. It's been going on for 10 years now.
Yeah.
These world championships. And then at the final weigh-in on the last day of fishing, it was announced that there would be drug testing. And some anglers would be randomly selected, and they were to meet a U.S. anti-doping agency representative. And
it does not augur well for the sport.
Yeah. And they would have to provide a urine sample.
Okay. Right out there on the ice, or they get to go?
This happened inside at the hotel. They had a ballroom where... everybody was there, and then for the actual testing, they were ushered up to their hotel room where they could do that in private.
Yeah. What was that? That's the plaza there in Wausau?
Yeah, that's the one, the
nice
Plaza
place,
Hotel.
Actually.
Yeah.
It's a Radisson, I think, actually. But possibly. That's neither here nor there. Why?
Well, there's an idea that there's a number of sports out there that are not... I guess you would call them as fringe sports, like frisbee, mini golf, tug of war, and so on.
Yeah.
These sports have their own associations or federations.
There's a tug of war federation.
I suppose. Yeah. Anyhow, they have their own tournaments and championships and so forth. Some of these sports want to gain Olympic recognition,
okay,
and become like an exhibition sport for the Olympics, and
sure,
probably get in
hacky sack, all those people.
Sure,
yeah.
So, in order for these sports to achieve that status, they institute these anti-doping programs.
For a fact, there's doping in hacky sack. Serious
probably.
Doping.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
So to be considered in as a big-time sport, you have to institute these anti-doping programs. And ice fishing, among a few other types of competitive fishing, will be tested.
So ice fishing is hoping to get into the Olympics?
Yeah, the Winter Olympics. That's the plan.
Do the guys out here know that? Because, I mean, out there, are they...
Probably not those guys out in the lake there.
Perfecting their chops.
But the anglers that were competing in the championships are aware that the International Federation that organizes the championships, their intention is to hopefully see it recognized as an Olympic sport.
Okay. The question arises, why would you?
What?
I mean, why would you... What do they do? When you say doping, what are we talking about? PEDs or whatever they call them?
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Of any sort, yeah.
Like what kinds would you use?
No, but I mean, why? I'm going out to ice fish.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting on a case of beer. Why do I need anything else, you know?
Well, it's actually...
What's the advantage? I mean, what's the advantage?
Yeah, it's actually a lot more tougher than you think. I mean, there's numerous skills that could benefit from performance-enhancing drugs.
Name one. Beer drinking, for example? I suppose it could make you thirsty.
Nobody was pounding beer back out on the ice, but afterwards,
during the championships,
the awards ceremony, it got a little rowdy.
But I mean, what could that aid if you were doped up?
Yeah, for example, drilling through 20 inches of ice with a handheld ice auger, that takes a bit of muscle.
Yeah.
They got
motors on a lot of them now.
They're not allowed in this championship.
Not in the championship, no.
Yeah, in the championship, in this competitive event, power ice augers are not allowed, no. Or no electronics, no type of ice shanties, anything like that.
No tip-ups.
No tip-ups. It's only handheld rods.
So, okay, just man against nature.
Yeah.
Man against ice hole.
Yeah, and you got the thing is, you can drill an unlimited amount of ice holes throughout that competition. So that.
How many are you allowed?
You can fish with two holes. What you do is you put a flag next to each hole, and those kind of protects the holes from other people, you know, stepping in on them.
Yeah.
And then, but you can only fish with one rod. So you fish that hole. You can skip over to your other hole, which is flagged. Hmm. And then if you want to move to a different spot, you grab up, you pull up your line, grab your flag, your ice auger, and then a lot of these guys sprint over to another spot and then quickly drill, drop their flag on that hole. And
you have to push your case over with you. Even if they're empties, you know, in the championship, they would be empties or something.
Sure.
So you're saying that if you dope up, you'd be better at drilling a hole in the ice?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is strength. I mean, it's that takes a lot of muscular strength to drill holes in the
ice.
I'm
surprised I haven't checked this before now. Now that you mention it.
Then, like I said, a lot of these guys are sprinting, doing short sprints and heavy clothes. That's about the only athletic aspect of the sport. Then the other part would be like
you got to drive there.
You know, back. Endurance against the cold weather. You know, it's sub-zero temperatures.
Will the PED help that? Because I'll take them if it'll help. You know, I live here.
There was one interesting thing that I noticed while reporting this story was hardly anybody wore gloves.
Huh.
And it's like they were immune. I mean, it was really cold out there. And they were dressed with, like, Gore-Tex snowmobile suits and polar fleece and all that. But, yeah, nobody wore gloves.
The guys from around here?
Maybe a couple guys, but mostly, it was all bare hands. And that was the
for line feel. Probably.
Yeah, sensitivity, because they're trying to, you know, snatch up these small perch and bluegill and crappies, and they're trying to detect the most sensitive of bites.
And would a PED actually affect your line feel as well? Could you enhance your line feel?
Maybe.
In the ice hole?
When I was researching some background to this story, I talked to a guy at the World Anti-Doping Agency, and one of his theories was maybe you could use beta blockers.
Beta blockers?
Yeah.
Like how so?
Some type of a drug that would enhance your concentration or mental focus so that when you're jigging with that tiny little ice fishing rod, it requires enormous concentration.
Enormous. You can see it. You know, you can just step out here.
Yeah. So that was one theory. But really, when I spoke with all the anglers out there and asked them about this, they kind of laughed at it and admitted that was a little bit silly. One fellow who was the chairman of the American Federation pointed out that it's about, like, testing for illegal, like, narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have an image of just simply being an all-around clean, you know, sport.
Yeah.
Kind of being a role model for other anglers or whoever.
And beer does not show up in the test. I mean, when they do the spectrograph or whatever they use.
Because it's done after the event, and by that time everybody's, you know, popping one open.
Is there a Lance Armstrong of ice fishing? have we found any? I mean, is there someone who is doping and...
I don't think anybody is, Nobody.
Nobody is.
Nobody's testing positive.
Is there, like, a world champion? Is there, like, just in the performance aspect of it, is there a Lance Armstrong of ice fishing and, the world champion, the guy who's, like, the best ice fisherman?
There's not one particular guy. The Russian team are really good. They won this last year. They won the gold in the team event. A fellow from Finland took first place in the... individual standings. He got a gold medal.
Do you recall his name?
Tony Steinberg, I believe, from Finland. A Russian took second. And then on the American team, a fellow named Chad Schaub, I think from Michigan, took the bronze.
Yeah, yeah. And Will this dope, this, I mean, will it happen to the average ice fisherman now? Can we expect that, you know, you'll be out there and a trooper comes out to the ice with a cup, says, okay, boys. I mean, it's not going to, it's just for the championship situation,
yes,
right? It's
yeah.
not for the average ice. I don't want you guys to worry. If you're going out here, they're not going to.
Correct, yeah. It's yeah. only for this competitive ice fishing. There are tryouts, which will be held in March, to make the American team.
Oh, there's a team?
Yeah.
And this is like an Olympic trial thing now we're talking
yeah,
about?
In order, you know, it's like other sports to, yeah. to make the national team. You mm-hmm. try out for it, and yeah. the best guys get picked, and then they go on to the next World Ice Fishing Championships.
That's cool. Anybody from around here that we should
there's
keep our eyes on?
A couple guys from Wisconsin. I think about everybody in the team was from either Wisconsin, Michigan, or Minnesota.
Yeah, pretty good.
Kind of makes sense. I didn't see anybody from Florida.
No. Pretty much covers it, yeah. I suppose Montana, the ice fishing, they don't have many lakes in Montana. Mostly streams and things. Well, that's very interesting, I must say. And this was a first, wasn't it? I mean, you broke this story about
yeah, yeah. yeah
this is a scoop for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is one of the, this guy's from Mongolia.
Yeah, Japan and Mongolia were there for the first time in the championships,
yeah.
the first appearance.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And then are there other, are these other fringe sports that you mentioned, though, that are Olympic wannabes, are they undergoing the same thing?
Yeah.
The tug-of-war people?
Yeah, they've instituted their own anti-doping programs and drug testing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For darts.
Darts?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And mini-golf.
Yeah. Mini-golf because of the advantage. What advantage would you have if you were high on PEDs?
Yeah, beats me. I don't know.
Animal growth hormone, is that kind of, you know, bovine hormone.
You got me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is there anyone that you know of anywhere is actually doing this in terms of, you know, not for the championship, obviously, but actually, you know, they're doing the steroid thing for ice fishing?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But, you know, one thing to consider is there's not really any money in competitive ice fishing.
No.
You get a
and
gold,
usually no fish either.
You get a gold medal. These guys are kind of like volunteer sportsmen. They pay their own expenses on these trips and stuff. There's no cash prizes or anything like that.
No.
But like when you compare that to competitive professional bass fishing, like the Bassmaster type
yeah.
circuits, that's big money. And there's
now
guys,
those Bassmasters, that's who they should be testing.
Yeah.
Those guys with the bass boats and
because
all that.
That's where the money is. Some of these guys yeah. have become millionaires.
Yeah. Do they test
that.
Them?
I don't think there's any drug testing, but there's very strict rules on cheating. There's different people that have been busted before.
Cheating?
Cheating.
Cheating. I was cheating. Cheating. I thought there was some type
yeah.
of...
Like, there's, I think, some accounts of anglers shoving, you know, lead sinkers into the fish's guts to make it more heavier during the weigh-in.
You got to do
like
what you got to do, though. You know.
Yeah.
Between you and me, you know, it happens.
But, see, yeah, so that's the point. I mean, for competitive ice fishing in the world championships, there really isn't much sense to risk taking some, you know, illegal substance mm-hmm. for nothing in return.
No.
You know.
Other
than
glory.
A few bluegill and perch and a medal and the prestige of being the world's best. And that's yeah. what these guys are. They're really, really good ice fishing.
Yeah, they are good. Now, what about these sturgeon guys? Is that considered an Olympic sport yet? Or?
Over on Lake Winnebago, spearing
yeah.
sturgeon?
Yeah.
Because no.
I can see those guys getting into something, you know. Because they got there's such a culture to it, you know. They
yeah,
put in
there
these
is.
Certain kind of pipe.
Yeah, no.
PVC pipe or PCV pipe, however you say it. And polyvinyl chloride. PVC, I guess it would be. So there's a whole culture to it. And I'm wondering if that doesn't include doping.
No.
As far as you know.
That's not so organized. I don't think there's any type of competitions involving spearing sturgeon. But it is a big tradition over on that part of the state along Lake Winnebago.
Yeah.
There's a season that's open, and it's very popular. But I don't think there's really much that you could do to
no.
get an edge with some drugs.
Well, James, it's an amazing story, and I'm glad you broke it, and you actually broke it here with us as well, showing the competitors here the 2013 World Ice Fishing Championship in Wisconsin. Thanks so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
Fascinating stuff. Look for his stuff. James Card, New York Times and elsewhere. Also the editor-in-chief of Living Ready and an editor at Gun Digest, the magazine.